we have a lot of different factions within our party. We need to get them to coalesce if we're going to be successful in 2016.
That's new state Republican chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Plita.
This is It's Just Politics.
Michigan Republicans held their winter convention in Lansing this past weekend, electing Romney McDaniel as their new chair.
Who has quite the Republican pedigree.
Indeed, niece of Mitt Romney, granddaughter of Governor George Romney. Her mother and namesake, Ronna Romney, is a former Republican National Committee woman and U.S. Senate candidate.
Yep, and she comes to the job with the mission of bridging this divide between what's commonly called the establishment Republicans
and the Tea Party or Liberty wing of the party, in hopes of averting the fate suffered by Republicans in Michigan in the last six presidential elections.
Michigan gone for the Democratic nominee every time since Herbert Walker Bush won the state back in 1988.
Since then, Clinton twice. Gore, Kerry, and Obama twice. All took Michigan. Obama last time beating McDaniel's Uncle Mitt.
Yep. And Romney says she wants that to change.
My intention is to have Michigan in play presidentially in 2016.
But as she says herself,
that's a hard task. And it's going to take a lot of work.
But just because Republicans, of course, agree that they want to win the White House next year
doesn't mean they agree on how to win or exactly what their party stands for.
Now, this convention this past weekend was certainly not the Wild West shows we've seen other Republican conventions become.
Yeah.
But there certainly was some strife evident as Republicans chose their party officers for the next 2 years. Three congressional district party chairs toppled by Tea Party or Liberty challengers.
Right. And the Tea Party also expanded its presence on the Republican State Central Committee. Still not a majority.
And that matters in part because that makes it a lot less likely that, well, Rand Paul supporters, for example, can get the GOP to drop out of the March 8th open presidential primary.
Right. The primary that was just adopted by the legislature to bring Michigan into compliance with Republican National Committee rules.
Right. To drop out of that open primary in favor of something, caucuses, for example, that would more likely benefit a non-establishment candidate. But certainly proof that Romney McDaniel has her work cut out for her if she's going to stitch together the Republican coalition so it stays together after a contentious presidential primary season. Yeah, like that.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.